MH17. Prologue. Salvador Allende. Putin learned the hard way that one must have 100% trust in those close to you. It was his Ukrainian bodyguard that tipped Ukrainian conspirators off. How does 50,000 pounds of gold disappear? He had not expected trouble on the large gold shipment from Vladivostok. After all, he had made previous shipments using his newly formed transport company. The company, he now knew, consisted entirely of Ukrainian nationalists. The gold was somewhere in the Ukraine. The mob and the best ex-KGB men in the Ukraine could not locate his gold. He did not even want to calculate his loss. What stuck in his brain more than the 1994 price of gold, $394 an ounce, was his hatred toward Ukraine. This is what happens when the changeover from Marxism-Leninism to crazy capitalism. Somehow, some way, Ukraine would pay for his gold, Putin vowed to himself. Yeltsin knew nothing about the gold train and his dealings with North Korea. Putin's authority and power was broader and more pervasive because of his new acquired wealth from supernotes, gold, cigarettes and guns. The previous gold shipment documentation values were exaggerated. The inflated figures allowed Shul Mu, the North Korean Office 39 director, to wire large sums of laundered, clean supernote money to Swiss bank accounts, thus creating the cover they needed. The exaggeration of documents in a legal business, the buying and selling of gold, permitted an easy laundering operation to move clandestine funds into open-air channels. Putin profited when Shul Mu profited. He charged Shul Mu 6% on money launder, which went back into the purchase of gold, cigarettes and supernotes. The Swiss accounts were growing so large, Putin diversed into Cayman accounts. The key was having the funds ultimately end up in a bona fide financial centre. Putin started the process offshore. Full success is only achieved when the proceeds are in multiple mainstream, reputable locations. This little gold incident was merely a bump in the road. It was a lesson on security. One must not forget the past. He was old school KGB. His lessons learned about power would provide strength and the ability to consolidate power and enforce will on people in this new system. Truth existed outside of people. It was demonstrated in history. Individuals must adhere to the state, be crushed by it if necessary. Communism was the vanguard of society, the spear point in the fight for peace. He needed a new transport service and personal security service based on lessons from the past. This time, he would handle face-to-face each employee of the new transport and security service instead of trusting others. He would, as he heard in an American movie, double down on the gold train. In a few years, he would start reaping the benefits of his hard work, and he, alone, would make Russia great again. There had never been a cruise like it. The journey from the Ukraine to Texas was festive. The skipper of the container ship was a fervent anti-communist. The 30-member crew composed of Ukrainians belonging to Putin's missing transport company. The talk never stopped, even at night, especially at night.